The second step in reducing polarized beam data is to be able to calculate the cell decay parameters. The helium cell polarization is a function of time. Measurements are made during the course of your experiment to allow you to be able to calculate the decay constant so that the polarization state of the helium can be accurately calculated at the exact time that you were doing your scattering measurements. To start, select the cell from the list. This gives you a table that you can start to populate. The first three columns here are transmission measurements and a blocked beam measurement that are taken during the course of the experiment. Any of the table columns that have a question mark at the end of them are ones that you are expected to actually enter a data run number for. The include column here decides whether the point is actually included in the fit. The other columns are ones that are calculated as the fit is done. So again, from the table that we have already generated so that we know what runs belong, we can start to enter these run numbers in. To enter a new row, simply move the insert cell down to the gray column and start typing. Not very exciting to watch this, but it's a necessary part of doing the experiment. And we do want to make sure to include all of these in the fit, at least to begin with. So once at least three rows have been entered, you can click Calculate Rows. If you only have two rows entered, it's kind of unfair to try and fit a line to two data points, because it usually does. So if you say Calculate Rows, it will go through and calculate the values appropriate here. Equations are shown here as to what it's actually calculating. Once these are calculated, fit can be done, and the result is to be a nice linear fit of this exponential decay with the results shown here with the initial polarization and its error. So at this point, if we want to, we can save the state so we don't have to enter this again. And we can also enter the information for the second cell. And I won't actually go ahead and do that right now. You don't really need to see me type anything in, but anything you've typed in isn't lost. And if you type in information for any number of cells and click Save State, it will actually save everything for all of the different cells, not just what is shown on the table initially.